Amen. You know, we are so blessed in this church. We are absolutely blessed, and the power of God's Spirit is an amazing thing to encounter. And so I just am, I just love the Lord. It's good to be with you today. I want to tell you about two events that are happening in the Smith family, or happened in the Smith family. On Friday night, about 11 p.m., my youngest son, Dave, and his wife, Alice, had a little boy. Kiplin David was born. And it was just a joyous time at the hospital to experience new life, and God just blessed our family, and baby and mom are doing great, and dad is doing great, but Alice is supposed to come home tonight, so we ask that you just continue to pray for God's blessings there and his provision in his hand. And then another event, also a celebration for us, was that about 4 hours later, my wife's father, Alvin Hutchison, died. And so Alvin had been suffering for some time, and in recent weeks and months had a couple of strokes, and just really was just sort of it was a hard time. And Debbie left Friday morning, flew up to Nashville, where he was with her sister, and she was in Nashville on Friday, and so she was with him that last 12 hours or so that he was alive. And he died about 3 a.m. in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. And so, and she's here this morning, praise the Lord. She came back last night. And so she missed the birth of her grandson, which was just a real hard thing for her. But Debbie just really felt the Lord telling her that her father was going to die that day and to go up Friday. And so she went up Friday morning, and Kiplin was born Friday evening, and Debbie's father died Saturday morning early. And so he died 8 years to the day that his wife of 50-plus years had died, 8 years to the day. And we see that timing to be God just shouting out that he's in control of all things. He brings in a new life, and he takes a life out of this life or this world to experience eternal life. And so we rejoice because we know that when Dad breathed his last breath, he was greeted by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his wife of 50-plus years. And so they, I know, were celebrating in heaven. Right now, I know they are, and so we are celebrating here today. And so we thank you for your prayers, your continued prayers, but we just are praising the Lord for what great things he has done in our family. Funeral arrangements will be in this week in Raleigh, probably Wednesday or Thursday. We're not sure yet, but so if you would just continue to remember our family, we would appreciate that very much. Now, if you have prayer requests, will you lift up the names of those you'd like to pray for right now? You have any financial burdens of people you want to lift up right now? Lift the names. That includes yourself. I saw an auction sign as I drove into the church this morning on Fox Den. I want you to pray for whosoever home that is. Pray for the family on Fox Den. How about those who do not know the Lord as their Savior? Will you lift their names to you now to the Lord? You know what? I'll tell you something. Prayer matters. And right now, we have an opportunity to hyper-focus our prayers. Because we've got maybe 150, 75 people in here this morning, and we're going to go before the Lord. And although the words are going to come out of my mouth, It's like what we're going to do is we're going to take a beam of prayer and we're going to focus it right on a place. And it's like a light. And it's like you can imagine a laser beam. A laser beam is a focused light on a place. And if that light is strong enough, it'll literally burn a hole in something because it's so self-directed. Well, we're going to focus our prayers together. I'm going to be the voice, but you're going to pray with me. And we're going to take these prayers to the Father. The Word says, God's Word says that our prayers are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So God doesn't hear these prayers because I'm righteous or because you're righteous. He hears the prayers because Jesus Christ died for our sins, and those prayers are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So even now this morning, as you come into this place, maybe this past week or the last several weeks of your life, you just sort of fallen off the wagon. You just sort of fallen off the wagon, and you just, you know, been doing your own thing, and God hadn't really been a part of your thinking. Well, you know what? Here's the grace of Jesus Christ. That if you allow and receive the grace of Jesus Christ anew this morning, right now, you're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the grace that the Apostle Paul talks about. And so this morning, we go before the Father in the grace of Jesus Christ. So let's direct our prayers together to God. Yea. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yea, thou art with me. Yea, though I walk through the newness of life, you celebrate with me. Yea. Though I walk in the discouragement of a fallen world, your word says you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. Yea. Though our hearts are hopeless, you, precious Jesus, are the Prince of Peace. You are the reason why we have hope. It is through Jesus Christ that life is redeemed, that the bad is flipped and turned into good, that you work and cause your purposes to be achieved and to be accomplished. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you right now. I want you now, in the name of Jesus Christ, to lift your hands up. Lift your hands up to God to symbolically say, Father, receive these prayers on behalf of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You tell us, O God, that we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ with confidence and boldness. And so, Father, I lift up this church and her people. I lift up, Father, our loved ones who are sick or who are ill. I pray for your divine hand of healing. I pray for our seniors, Father. I pray for Glenn Welker. I lift him to you, Father, and I pray in these days of his life that you would grant him comfort and peace. You would grant him, Father, just a sense of your presence. And then, Father, using him to represent all those seniors who are in similar situations in their health, I lift them to you now in the name of Jesus. Grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts and uncles, I lift them to you. And I pray, O God, for your divine hand of healing. Dear Lord Jesus, you said that it is by the stripes on your back that we are healed. And so, Father, I claim the promises of Jesus Christ this morning. I pray for those among us, Father, who are ill. I lift up Justin Hillegass. I lift up Mike Leibowitz. I lift up Leader Everhart. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bring your hand of complete healing. That they, O Father, would represent all those among us who are in need of physical healing. And as this body of Christ lift their names to you in faith, Father, I pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to do your work. I pray, Father, for that person who has an auction sign in their front yard. God, I pray that somehow in the midst of darkness and disappointment, that you would redeem it. That you would bring, Father, a resurrection of new life. You would bring new hope, new promises. I pray, oh God, that whatever sign is in our lives, whether an auction or for sale or whatever it may be, God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would deliver us. Already this morning we have prayed for prosperity. God, we pray for prosperity, Father, not apologetically, but with a boldness and confidence that you tell us we can come in the name of Jesus. Did you not say that if we asked for bread, you wouldn't give us a snake? For you love us, and you call us to yourself, and you bless us. So, Father, I pray you'd bless this church. I pray you'd open a door that will not be closed. I pray, God, that you would give us a hunger to know Jesus Christ, the light of the world and living water. God, I ask you to help us to see as you see, to think as you think. Father, in my mind's eye right now, I see a sea of people and their chains around our necks. Attached to those chains are suitcases filled with the clutter of this world. I see young people. I see young people, Father, deceived by the world that we live in, not having an interest in the things of God, and even at church because mom and dad made them come. I see husbands who are here only because their wives wanted to come. But yet, I see those that you are drawing to yourself. Your word says that no one can come to you unless you draw them. And they are here also. And so I pray for the miracle of your Holy Spirit in this place. That you would have your way. And we will give you praise. In the wonderful, marvelous, glorious name of Jesus, Jesus Christ, this prayer is offered. Amen. Hallelujah.